Hey, and welcome to Sunday Replay for June 9th, 2024. I'm your host, Donna Miller, and this week we'll reach back into the vault to bring you Pastor Mark's message from June of last year entitled, Longing to Belong. Here's Pastor Mark.
So I want to thank Micah Cyrus for reading today's scripture that comes from Isaiah 56, verses 1 through 8. And so with this morning's message, it is called Longing to Belong. And I'm going to delve into what is our desire to belong, and that is a universal need that is found in all cultures, and how this desire, it reflects our innate yearning. We have an innate yearning for acceptance and connection and a sense of purpose within a community, right? And yet, there can be an absence of belongingness when one feels rejected by others. Anyone here ever relate to that? Right? Okay. And for us as a faith community, how is it that we're going to contribute? How do we contribute where everyone feels a deep sense of belonging and connection? That's a key element, right? And so what I want to do, though, first is I want to first focus on this scripture passage that comes from Isaiah, to which I was first drawn to this as I was reflecting on today's message. And so in these verses, there is a major shift that occurs for those who have been previously excluded. And again, it ties in very well with what Gaddison's saying in the special song, for those who have longed to belong. Now, I'll help you out here. You see, the Israelites had returned from an exile, and they were living under a certain covenant. And now here comes a prophet, Isaiah, and Isaiah is telling that community that there is a new radical definition of where all may now fit under Yahweh's umbrella. Those previously excluded, because there were some folks, they were previously excluded from the covenant, and now they may belong. Now, just so you know, that's a head-turning new direction that's deepening God's covenantal relationship with the people. Now, you may be wondering what it is exactly that shifted. Well, I'll help you along, but what I'm not going to do is I'm going to quote some scripture verses. What I'm going to have you do is I'm going to name them, and you can look them up, all right? And so I'm going to tell you, look up Deuteronomy chapter 23, verses 1 to 3. Look up Nehemiah chapter 13, verse 3. And look up Ezekiel chapter 44, verse 9. So there's some homework for you. Now here's, though, when you look into those verses, you will find that there's two main groups of people who have been excluded from the community of the faithful. And when I'm saying excluded, they weren't welcome at all. And in fact, they were shunned, they were cut off, they were separated, and these were immigrants, foreigners, and eunuchs. So this week, as I'm pondering about these two groups of people, and I have to tell you, it really saddened me. It saddened me a lot to think about that exclusion, that these individuals within these groups would have encountered untold prejudices, that they would have faced countless challenges in trying and wanting to integrate, and then having to integrate under these rules of exclusion with local religious and the social fabric of their everyday lives. On top of which, for the eunuch, already being set apart from societal norms of masculinity and reproductive capabilities, they would have been subjected to a social stigma. They would have been subjected and seen as an object of ridicule, an object of curiosity. And that just reinforces their feelings of marginalization and their marginalization. Now, I just want you to sit in that. Just imagine what that feels like if you were in that group. Doesn't feel good, does it? No. That carries a lot of emotional and psychological distress. An internalization of inadequacy and shame. There's disconnection. There's isolation. You're dealing with a diminished feeling of self-worth. How do you think that would have affected someone's sense of belonging? Desperately wanting and seeking a place where they feel accepted, where they feel love, they feel purpose. Again, it just made my heart hurt how much that they had longed to belong. And how long we're not talking days or months, we're talking decades, years, many years of how long they longed to belong. And as Eric Feltes pointed out in his message a couple of weeks ago, and I'm going to give this quote, he said, community is a sacred container for belonging. It is seen and being seen, right? It is loving and listening and being heard. It is loving and sustaining a deep belief that I am worthy of love. Amen? Who here wants to feel worthy of love? Got some hands raised. All right. Who wants here to be accepted? Yep. Who here wants to be validated? Yep. All right. Got all the hands up now. All right. Let's get us going now. Hands on up. Come on. Reflecting on this, I was thinking back to grade school, not that long ago. And so I was thinking, has anyone in here ever played kickball or dodgeball? Yeah, got some nodding heads. Okay. Yeah, there we go. Or you know, playground basketball or playground football, right? So in playing in those games, there was a choice picking, wasn't there? So... I love it already. Uh-oh. So if you got picked first, how did that make you feel? Great. Oh, yeah, great. Made you feel important. Made you feel wanted. Made you feel like you belonged, right? Now, who in here ever got picked last? Yeah. Now, how did that make you feel? Horrible. Not so important. Unwanted. That you didn't belong, right? Ugh, going back to those days. All right, but now here's where I'm going to take it a little bit deeper and further, because I started thinking about the number of groups and segments in our society that have longed to belong. So we don't have to look that far back. Go back to the 19th century, late 19th century, early 20th century, women fought for the right to vote while facing opposition and facing marginalization. Women were seen as unconventional when they challenged, oh my goodness, how dare they do something like that, the established gender roles of the time. Here's where women longed for their voices to be heard. And in fact, they still do, right? Yes, because they want their voices heard so that they could and can change and shape the future of communities and countries. Yes? Right? Well, today, women still long to belong. I'll give you an example. How about longing to belong in work environments where their skills, qualifications, and contributions are recognized and valued equally? Yeah? All right. Throughout history, African Americans have longed to belong, facing systemic demigration, racial violence, and exclusion from many, many, way too many aspects of society. During the civil rights movement, these individuals longed to belong in a society where they could enjoy the same opportunities, the same access to resources, and the same freedom as their white counterparts, just naming it. Well, we got to give thanks. We got to give thanks to God that the efforts of those individuals who longed to belong in the past have laid the foundation for progress and advancements made toward a more inclusive society. Amen? Yeah? Yet, we've also got to acknowledge this, folks, with a bold and loud voice, because that ties into last week's message when I said activists and advocates, right? The ongoing struggle for racial equality and justice that is faced by African Americans to create a society where they truly belong, free from economic disparity, freed so that of this unequal access to quality education, and to be freed from discriminatory housing practices. And there's so much more, right? Faith community Asian Americans have experienced a longing to belong. Oh, my goodness. Dealing with institutionalized discrimination, being treated as outsiders in their own country? Asian Americans are often faced with stereotypes and biases that perpetuate a model minority myth or portray them as perpetual foreigners. Asian Americans long to belong in a society that condemns and addresses hate crimes, ensuring their safety and well-being. Yes. Hispanic Americans have faced historical barriers and a longing to belong, stemming from factors such as labor exploitations and cultural assimilation pressures. They long to belong in a society where their families can live without the constant threat of separation, and where they can access pathways to legal status and citizenship. They long to belong in a society that values and respects their cultural heritage and provides inclusive spaces for their traditions and celebrations. And you know, I could keep on going, but I'm going to give you just one more. What about the LGBTQ plus community, right? Longing to belong in a society that accepts and respects their identities. LGBTQ plus individuals have faced employment discrimination, including being fired or denied job opportunities based on their sexual orientation or their gender identity. They long to belong in workplaces where they can bring their whole selves to work without fear of negative consequences. It's heartbreaking. It's just heartbreaking to know about the amount of bullying and harassment that has ratcheted up against LGBTQ youth. And they continue to face bullying and persecution and exclusion in educational settings. You would think that would be a safe space, and it's not. They long to belong in schools where they can feel safe and they can receive support, not lip service support, but real support, right? From their peers and their teachers and administrators. And I'm going to even top that one and add to it that LGBTQ+ in teachers and administrators, they also want to feel safe and feel support, right? LGBTQ+ individuals, they long to belong where they are accepted by their families, right? Because they yearn for their family's love. They yearn for their family's acceptance and validation. However, often, way too often, they are turned away. They are turned away. They are shunned, and they're not accepted. I hear way too many stories. I get calls. I get emails. Conversations happen, and it's repeated. And I'm honestly sick and tired of it. I feel badly for them, and it makes me angry. An angry justice that I want corrected, a righteousness, an angry righteousness that's coming from God. And you know what happens when they are shunned and turned away? Do you think they are welcome in that house? No, what they do is they find themselves out on the streets. They're out on the streets, and suddenly they become homeless. And there is a high youth of LGBTQ plus individuals that are living in their cars and on the streets. They are separated from other family members when the facade of love that was once in place, the facade of love, you got it? It was once in place until they came out, and it now has abruptly vanished. And Harmony Faith Community, that facade of love I'm speaking about also lays feet at the church. It lays feet at the church. In way too many instances, the church has cut off LGBTQ plus individuals from the love and wisdom of Jesus Christ. The church has used Jesus to exclude, forcing those in the LGBTQ plus community to be pushed further into the closets and going into even darker places, which sometimes leads to suicide. And you know what? This is a devastating sin that is being committed by the church and by Christians and by other faith communities. And folks, it certainly leaves us in grave need of some forgiveness. Yes. And now here's where I'm going to turn back to today's scripture passage, reading of Isaiah 56, verses 1 through 8. God has called upon the chosen, and I'm just going to, let's just say also privileged, right? To now welcome and accept those formerly shunned. Receiving that divine call, those privileged they may be feeling a little NIMBY, right? Because their exclusionary practices are no longer in effect. They're chosen, oh gosh, I feel so good with my chosen status, right? But now it's shifted to an invitation from God, to all people. Not just them or how it was determined by them. Because what does verse 7 say? My house. Who's my house? God's house, right? My house. It shall be called a house of prayer for who? All people. Not just some people. Not just my people. It's for all people. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Yes. Now, how interesting. How interesting that Isaiah's prophetic vision, it doesn't call, if you read those verses, it doesn't call for people to change their religion. Huh, very interesting. Doesn't change, they don't have to change their religion. Did it call for them to change their sexual condition or orientation? Nope. Did it force them to change their nationality? Nope. The faithful person is the one who loves in the name of the Lord, who keeps the Sabbath and holds fast to God's covenant. And that goes back to Isaiah chapter 1, verse 17, which says, to do good, seek justice, rescue the oppressed, defend the orphan, plead for the widow. Wow. How profound is that, people? Huh? Siblings in Christ, the divine creator wants the church folks to get over the NIMBY selves. It is time to get over your NIMBY selves, church. In the depths of God's heart, the divine creator longs for us to know and experience our genuine selves as beloved children of God. Our belonging is rooted in the truth that we are deeply known, fully accepted and affirmed and unconditionally loved by the divine creator, the heavenly creator, and God's heart. God's heart is for inclusivity that breaks down the barriers that society erects. Well, huh, shouldn't we be doing the same thing? Because when we do, friends, this is when we demonstrate the transformative power of God's love and bring about healing and restoration. So how about us creating a safe space where everybody, everyone who longs to belong feels the love of Jesus in their lives, where they can bravely be their authentic selves without fear of judgment or rejection. Let's actively participate and challenge against those discriminatory practices that are happening and those attitudes and those behaviors that are being exhibited toward our siblings. And notice when I said siblings, notice that breadth of siblings, what I described in the message today, right? Let's foster open dialogue and education about different perspectives and experiences to create opportunities for people to share their stories. Let's lead by example, the one whom we follow. And who is that? Jesus. Jesus Christ, right? So I'm going to conclude my message with this quote. I found this quote by writer and meditation teacher Sabine Selassie. I like this one. You belong everywhere. Yes, you, with all your history, anxiety, pain, yes, everywhere, in every culture, community, circumstance. You belong in this body. You belong in this very moment. You belong in this breath and this one. You have always belonged. Amen. Amen.
It's halftime, and that means I get a chance to share a little bit about what's happening here at Harmony. First of all, you can check out all the latest events and small group activities on our website, www.hollywoodumc.org, as well as our social media pages. Be sure to sign up for our weekly e-newsletter so you can keep up with everything that's happening. Secondly, don't forget to come join us here in person at Harmony next Sunday for an Our Story worship service at 10:30 a.m. Upcoming small group opportunities include Tuesday night movie night, scheduled for June 18th at 7:10 p.m. at the AMC Universal City Walk. Dining out with Harmony at Reno's Pizzeria in Burbank at 6:30 p.m. on June 19th. Lastly, at the end of the month, Harmony will attend San Fernando Valley Pride. The event kicks off with a rally at 11 a.m. at Van Nuys Boulevard and Sherman Way. For more information on any of these wonderful activities, contact Pastor Mark or check the e-newsletter for all of the links and particulars. Now, to close us out, let's join Gaddison and the Harmony Band to worship in song. Thanks for listening to this episode of Sunday Replay here on the Harmony Podcast Network. Be sure to like, rate, subscribe, and download to help us continue making content for you and all our listeners. Sunday Replay is sponsored in part by Hollywood United Methodist Church, of which Harmony Toluca Lake is the second campus. Find us on social media and drop us a comment. Tune in next week for an Our Story worship service, and as Pastor Mark always says, peace.